quite a turnaround in Argentina's election this week. Everybody knew that an end was in sight for the government of President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner, but not everybody expected that her opponent, the mayor of Buenos Aires, Mauricio Macri, would emerge as the potential front runner in a second round. I'm Jonathan Wheatley, and I'm talking here in London with Benedict Mander, the Financial Times correspondent in Buenos Aires. Benedict, quite a shock. Markets obviously love it. Prices have gone up. Is he actually the front runner now, though?
He did not get as many votes as Daniel Scioli, the candidate running for the government's party. But the opposition is divided into several candidates, so if he manages to attract enough of those votes in the second round, then yes, I mean, that puts him in a very strong position.
And why are markets so cheered by this result then so far?
Macri is a candidate that believes in free and open markets, which would make quite a change from what we've had here for the last 12 years. He has put forward credible policies for reducing an enormous fiscal deficit, which is at the root of Argentina's problems. He wants to fix inflation, which is one of the highest inflation rates in the world. He's got credible plans for fixing Argentina's various economic problems, and this is being seen with positive eyes by the markets.
He's going to have to deal with the hoary old question of Argentina's debt default in 2001, from which it still hasn't cleared up and got itself back into international markets. Is he the man to do that?
Absolutely. I mean, that lies at the core of what he's trying to do, which is to open Argentina up again and reconnect it with the rest of the world, having been fairly closed off for the last 12 years or so. And that means fixing the problem with the holdouts, which he would try and do pretty quickly. Whether or not he's able to do that is a different matter, because he will not have a majority in Congress, and there are a number of laws that need to be passed in order to be able to fix this problem. So it will involve some difficult negotiations, no doubt, but I don't think that'll be beyond his grasp.
And this brings in the whole question of support, doesn't it? I mean, whatever you say about Argentina's economic policies, the president and her husband predecessor have been enormously popular, haven't they? I mean, do you think, is there a mood for change, or would people like to cling on to what they've got?
Yes, I think there's certainly a mood for change. I mean, more than 60% of the population has voted for a candidate that is offering significant change. And in fact, even the government-backed candidate has stated fairly clearly that he will bring, at the very least, gradual change. And I don't think there's any doubt in most people's minds that there are very real problems in the economy that need fixing, and everyone wants that to happen. So I think it's fair to say that people do want change. I suppose it's more a question of how much and how fast. And certainly the government candidate, Scioli, is going to play up the sort of worries that Macri could mean a return to the neoliberal policies of the 90s.
Just give us a bit of flavour of the man. What kind of a man is he, and what has he actually done in his time as mayor of Buenos Aires that makes people think that he can do something on a national level?
Macri comes from a privileged family background. His father is a powerful businessman who owns a construction firm, and he quite early on in his life became the president of Boca Juniors, one of Argentina's largest football clubs. He then went on to have a very successful administration of the city of Buenos Aires, which he ran very efficiently. He implemented infrastructure projects that have been successful, such as a metro system and cycle lanes that are very popular. He's been fiscally responsible and in general is just seen as a competent manager. Whether or not he can run the country is obviously a different matter, but there is much optimism that he can.
And what about him as a man? Does he have the charisma that it needs to get the nation behind him?
He is not the most charismatic politician, and he sometimes comes across a little bit wooden, but perhaps Argentina doesn't necessarily need a charismatic politician. They've had a lot of those in the past, and they haven't always served them well.
Benedict, thank you very much indeed. We'll look out for what happens in the runoff next month and look forward to talking to you again.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.